relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And the hits just keep on coming. In August, latest figures are out today. In August alone, the U.S. economy created 130,000 jobs. And unemployment is now down to a record 3.7%. Stunning. I mean, just absolute. These are every month new records. But I'm more excited about incandescent light bulbs. I'm sorry, I just am. I hate fluorescent. I have to sit under these fluorescent bulbs for 3 hours a day, not even counting the show prep. But now the Trump administration, this is from the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, Nicholas Loris, they have. I'll just read the title. It's lights out for Obama-era bulb ban that would have curbed consumer choice. From now on, you can buy those lovely, yellowy, incandescent, glowing light bulbs again. None of those mercury-filled garbage. We have a free market once more, thanks to Donald Trump. Now, a philosophical question. What is the definition of fame? When do you know that you are finally famous? Is it having a national radio show? Is it having more? We have more listeners to this show than CNN, double what CNN had on their climate change 7-hour torture fest.
That's not when you know you've done it.
Yeah, I think you know you've done it there. Our reruns on YouTube have more viewers than CNN.
Yay.
Okay, but maybe. Maybe the ultimate metric is when Stephen Colbert does your impersonation. Allegedly, he impersonated me yesterday. I haven't seen it because he's just not funny anymore. You may want to put on a bad British accent and stick on a false beard, but you know it won't be funny. But you know what my agent sent me? Heather, God bless you. Heather sent me a video of this individual I hadn't heard of before. It's called Robert Kate. Allegedly, he was the impersonator for the Howard Stern show for years or decades or whatever. And he just gave an interview, this impressionist, and the host asked him to impersonate somebody. And guess who it was? And I have to say, you know, this is on the Rick Amato show. It's a pretty good job. Robert Kate, whoever you are, I don't know if you've been practicing a long time, but it's a pretty good job. Let's play the video. We actually have, do we have the audio or the video? We have the audio of this impersonator from the Rick Amato show, Robert Kate.
All right, let's hit some of these popular pop culture politicians.
Sure.
Someone I've interviewed on television over at One American News, someone that I've interviewed on my podcast. He used to be Trump's right-hand man,
Wow.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Rick. You know, Rick, my voice is low. Do you know how low my voice is?
How low is your voice?
Lower than CNN's ratings. Let me show you. You've got Fox, and then you've got reruns of Maud, reruns of the Partridge Family, reruns of the Golden Girls, CNN, my voice.
Well, Sebastian, I have to ask you, what do you make of this president, President Trump's popularity?
Well, I must tell you, President Trump is a master communicator versus Andrew Weiner, who is a master talk. Totally different indeed. You know, my voice is so sexy. My ratings get high because radios turn themselves on with my voice.
I will tell you, I first heard Sebastian Gorka from you on the phone, I couldn't tell the difference between, I can see you, but I couldn't, am I talking to Sebastian or am I talking to Robert Cate? That is amazing.
Thanks, man. I really enjoy the guy. He's super smart, and he was a great spokesman for the president.
Now, we really need to find out, do the radios turn themselves on? This is, now I'm curious. Whoever you are, Robert Cate, well done, well done. And Rick Amato, thank you for indulging. That was very good, and I'm sure it was much better than Stephen Colbert. Let's go back to CNN. Can we go back to CNN? So the ratings are in. Their climate change special garnered 1.1 million viewers. It's a nation of 320 million. It's half of the audience for this show. Guys, what a joke. Maybe they should have the attitude to the climate that Mayor Bill de Blasio does. Tucker Carlson had Bill de Blasio on his show, and we have the audio where Tucker challenged the mayor, who is a hardcore Marxist lefty, preaches global blah blah climate change, and he challenged him on his own personal life and how he is bad for the environment. And de Blasio's response, maybe we should all have the same response when we're told not to eat cheeseburgers and not to drive our F-150s. This is Mayor de Blasio on Tucker Carlson, Cut 2.
How can you take an SUV to the gym and back every day and say that you're really worried about climate change?
It's a Chrysler Pacifica.
It's bugged me for years.
It's a Pacifica. Yeah. It's the way to me that I stay connected to people, that I am able to have a routine that allows me to be 24/7 the best mayor I can be.
But should the climate have to pay the cost for that?
Oh, come on. It's a few miles.
Oh, come on.
And Tucker, here's the great part about all this.
What do you mean?
If I took a subway
anywhere. I'm going to use that next time I get lectured about climate change. Oh, come on.
No. The point is, wherever I go, if I take a subway, the cars follow me for security reasons.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's called a Pacifica. I mean, a Pacifica, isn't that the ocean? I mean, that's nature. It's the environment. It's the name of the car. It's nice to the environment because it's called a Pacifica. It's just a few miles. Can you hear the dripping arrogance, the derision of the people? It's how I'm the best mayor I can be for New York, because he actually said, it's how I stay connected to the people. By sitting in your SUV? With your armed guards, that's how I stay connected. You know, he probably actually believes it. What was it Raheem Kassam said at the opening of the show? The mayor of London, who is now the prime minister of the UK, he was famous not only for his rather unusual haircut, but Boris Johnson, when he was mayor of London, not too long ago, used to bicycle everywhere. No armed guards. Just a bicycle. Do you think that Bojo, as he is endearingly known, Boris Johnson, connected better with the people than Bill de Blasio sitting in his Pacifica with his bodyguards? How about riding, I don't know, the subway? How would you connect with the people you're supposed to represent if you actually got on the subway like everybody else in New York? But they just don't care. This is how you know it's all a lie. If any one of these people who's telling you that you should not have a choice in the light bulbs you use what substance the straws that transmit the drink from the cup to your mouth, what substance they should be made of, until every single one of them is riding a bicycle and living in a tent and watching television off their solar-powered panels, I'm not interested. You are a fraud. You are a hypocrite, and we know what it's really about. It's about control over us. There is no aspect. Transport, what we are allowed to drive, what we are allowed to eat. Isn't it Mayor de Blasio who's mandated no meat Mondays in New York schools? It's the same guy. It is utterly totalitarian. But it's okay. We're here, and we're not going to let them get away with it. It is Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. But it's also, don't forget, the special day for your Second Amendment concerns. We have so much to discuss in the news with regards to the Second Amendment. And we have a special guest, Grant Stinchfield, next on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hey, Google, ban this.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
When people talk about being organic or fair trade certified, what does that really mean? At Boll & Branch, that means not just the highest quality materials, but that you're helping positively impact thousands of farmers and factory workers all around the world. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. Boll & Branch cotton is 100% rain-fed and non-toxic, free of pesticides, chemicals, and other artificial substances that you don't want touching your skin. Which means they're not only safer for you and your family, they're also safer for everyone involved in making them. Plus, you get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free. And right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Hold the presses! Howard Schultz, Starbucks CEO, is not going to run for the presidency. Well, that changed my Friday. No, not really. Who cares? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious rat's nest, the fetid hive of iniquity that is Washington, D.C. But we can battle the swamp as long as we have good friends, and one of the best friends to this show is Grant Stinchfield, conservative patriot and massive Second Amendment. What shall we call him? What shall we call you? A champion, a freedom fighter? He's chortling in the background. Let's bring him in.
Defender of liberty.
Grant Stinchfield, welcome back. Follow him on Twitter, Stinchfield1776. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, it is always great to be with you, Seb.
Look at that. That's a voice made for radio. We've got so much news to cover. We've got you on for two segments, and I truly appreciate it. But I'd like to get your reaction first, because I'm on a roll. My good friend Tucker Carlson has been having a great week, and he had Big Bird. He had Mayor Bill de Blasio on, and he asked something with regards to guns and self-defense. Tucker, if you don't know, is a big gun guy. He's a great American. And I want to get your take on how the mayor responded to this question from our friend Tucker Carlson. Cut three.
The military-grade assault weapons, those just don't belong in the hands of everyday people.
Would you subject your bodyguards to the same limitations as other American citizens?
Again, Tucker, I respect you, but that's a question that makes no sense whatsoever. If you have sworn law enforcement officers...
Of course it does. Of course it does. I've got a family just as you do.
Sworn
I have a lot of threats against me just as you do.
Hold on, slow down.
You get free bodyguards.
No.
I don't. No. You have bodyguards living at your house.
If you're a public
You've got
servant,
bodyguards living in your house. I know some of the bodyguards living at your house, okay? And they've got magazines that I can't protect my family with.
Right.
Does that bother you as a champion of the little guy?
Tucker, someone who serves in public service for a limited period of time, and in the society we're living in, I hate to say it, but public servants are vulnerable to violence in a different way.
Well, don't you understand? I'm a member of the elite. The NYPD works for me, and you may have your front door knocked down by Antifa Tucker, but hey, I'm Bill de Blasio. Isn't that what he's saying, Grant?
It is, and what's so upsetting, Seb, is that you would think anyone with common sense would see that if you're a public official and you're surrounded by armed security, and if you're a little guy living at home and you don't have armed security, shouldn't you be allowed to protect yourself? The Second Amendment says we're allowed to protect ourselves, but he doesn't even see it. The shame of that was Bill de Blasio did not even understand Tucker Carlson's point to the fact that he was going to use his argument that he's a public servant, he's better than everybody else, and he deserves more than us. He made Tucker's point for him.
He did, because if you just analyze it, just dissect it to the most basic level, he's saying, but Tucker, my bodyguards have badges. They're law enforcement, which means they're the ones who are allowed to have guns. That is exactly the attitude in a dictatorship. Yeah. Only the authorities, like in China, you see on the streets of Hong Kong, the only people who have guns are the militia, the police. That's what Bill de Blasio, that's his idea of paradise, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? God bless the law enforcement officers that are the ultimate good guys with guns. But every law enforcement officer that I know that has common sense about the Constitution they took an oath to uphold tells me that they would love to see more good guys with guns around. You don't have to wear a badge to be a good guy with a gun. You certainly don't have to be have to wear a badge to be trained how to use a firearm to defend yourself and your family.
And not only that, people like to say this is an argument from extremists. But there is an issue in any governmental system when only the authority, and you're right, we love our LEOs, we love law enforcement, but in any political system, when only the government has access to guns, what happens when you get the wrong government, Grant? You get Venezuela, right?
Well, that's why it's no coincidence that we see all of these candidates pushing socialism,
yes.
And their number one argument now is gun control to disarm the public. You and I both know. That's what tyrants do. An armed electorate will stand up to a tyrannical government. They don't want anyone to stand up to them.
Are you look, it's so incredible when you see the footage from Hong Kong, when you see the real Antifa, not these thugs, these fascists who call themselves anti-fascists here in Portland. I'm talking about real anti-fascists, the kids, the students on the streets of Hong Kong who want democracy, who want representative government. And they're holding up, this is, you know, part of China now, and they're holding up placards in English that say, "We wish we had a Second Amendment." Isn't that everything you need to know?
Well, in some respects, it restores my faith in humanity as a whole, not just the people of the United States. But, you know, Seb, you have to go hunt out those shots, the video of what's going on in Hong Kong.
Yes.
The mainstream media is not talking about this.
Right.
They don't want anyone to know that there's other people around the country that support freedom.
When you watch the debates, Grant, are you happy that they're out of the closet? When you get, you know, what's his name? Francis Robert O'Rourke. When you get people who want to be president and are saying, yes, I want to take the guns away from American citizens. Is that a good thing for us that believe in the Second Amendment that we can say, look, we told you.
Well, first off, you give me a lot of credit that I can make it through these debates and watch all of them. I make it literally through about 5 minutes and this so-called climate debacle on CNN the other night.
You didn't
I tried
watch
to
all
watch
7 hours, Grant?
Yeah, it's just it's impossible to me because it drives me absolutely insane. But when you see them come out with all of this nonsense about complete disarmament and that they literally you have candidates calling for the arrest of law-abiding citizens if they don't comply with these disarmament plans of them. So now the collective Democratic candidates running for Congress, they are running on a premise that they want to limit your rights, if not take them away altogether. Consider that. Someone running for president of the United States, a group of them, in fact, want to take away your rights and limit them instead of sticking up for your rights or expanding them.
And just one very simple comment to that. If anybody, if they get away with limiting your God-given rights, 1%, 2%, whatever it is, who gets to decide how much they're going to limit your rights next time?
You know, there's so many Republicans right now, including Mitch McConnell, that's talking about compromise with these Democrats. They want to obliterate the Second Amendment. Why would you compromise on your principles and our fundamental rights? You can't compromise with tyrants. And so the fact that they think they can trust them, does Mitch McConnell and these other Republicans that are pushing for universal background checks and red flag laws, do they really think they can trust the left that they're going to stop and end it there? There's not a chance they're going to stop there. They take 1 inch, they will go for a mile, and it will happen in a heartbeat, Seb.
What an important half a sentence. Did you hear what Grant Stinchfield just said? Compromise is, you know, such a nice, warm, fuzzy word. But there's one thing you never compromise on. It's your principles. That's the truth. We are back with Grant Stinchfield here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the Refactor.com studios. After these messages, follow Grant on Stinchfield1776 on Twitter.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Another update on Wall Street. Black unemployment hits an all-time low. Those stories are next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
Today's jobs report from the Labor Department showed that 130,000 new jobs were created last month. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, and the major takeaway was higher wages. And, of course, the stunning news that under President Trump's policies, unemployment for blacks just hit another all-time low, 5.5%. The Centers for Disease Control today issued a warning against the use of e-cigarettes following a third death linked to vaping. The CDC is investigating 450 cases of lung disease linked to e-cigarettes. On Wall Street, stocks mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials up 69 points. The NASDAQ lost 15. The S&P up 3. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I think with all of these smears that the left has thrown at the NRA over the past couple of months, but especially in recent times, I think it's important to talk about what the NRA is and what it actually does. The NRA was founded in 1871. It is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in America. Charlton Heston, who went on to be the NRA president, marched with Martin Luther King Jr., was standing on the Lincoln Memorial steps when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. Roy Innes, who was a civil rights icon, he served on the NRA board of directors for 25 years until his death in 2017. And everything that NRA members represent, rural America, individualism, personal responsibility, is what the left hates.
That is my colleague from townhall.com, Katie Pavlich, on the Tucker Carlson Show. telling the truth about the NRA. Did you miss? Did you leave anything out there, Grant Stinchfield? That was a pretty good summary in 40 seconds, wasn't it?
Well, it was great. And if you want positive words about the NRA, so I worked for NRA TV for a long time, and sadly, NRA TV was shuttered. But I still think the NRA is such an amazing organization. Of course, I'm still a member. Without the NRA, we are lost. And the media sees the shiny objects and the demise of NRA TV, and they want to highlight all of these things. But by and large, inside the NRA, there are good men and women working every day, boots on the ground in every state capital across the country, fighting for your rights. The NRA is not going anywhere. It is an absolutely powerful organization, and it's because of the 5 million members that makes it so powerful.
Who are now labeled by the San Francisco Council as domestic terrorists.
You know what upsets me so much is I was working in mainstream TV on 9/11. I was working for WNBC in New York, and I was one of the first to get to Ground Zero.
Wow.
And I watched these people, Seb, run and flee from those falling buildings, with dust and debris all over them, tears in their eyes, some of them being loaded into ambulances. I looked at terror firsthand in the face and what it does. And she wants to call NRA members terrorists. The city council in San Francisco, they have no idea what terrorism really is, apparently. How they don't have any idea, I have no idea. But, you know, San Francisco is an absolute hellhole right now.
Yeah.
And it's a hellhole because of liberal leadership. And they want to throw stones at NRA members who simply love this country, and all they want to do, Seb, is protect their families.
But this is where it goes beyond politics. This isn't just rhetoric. This is dangerous. We have to remember what's going on in the streets of Portland. We have to remember that close to this studio, not too long ago, Steve Scalise was almost murdered because a Bernie Sanders volunteer had a hit list of people he wanted to kill who just happened to be Republican congressmen. And he took a rifle and he took a handgun to that baseball diamond to kill people he politically disagreed with. When you call 5 million innocent Americans domestic terrorists, you know there's somebody out there who's unhinged, Grant, who's going to think, oh, this is my pass, this is my hunting ticket, right?
So how many NRA members have been mass murderers?
None.
I don't know of any. None. And so they want to blame the NRA for these mass murders going on across the country. How about the mainstream media? How about them plastering grieving faces across the news outlets just for ratings? They don't care about the safety and security of these people. And they plaster up these mass shooters as if they're some kind of villain in a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are pushing this whole thing, and not us. It's wild.
No, it's disturbing. It's serious, but it tells you who they really are. We've been talking to Second Amendment warrior Grant Stinchfield, conservative commentator, and we just did a little deal, a little backdoor deal, a little backroom deal with him. You may be one of my guest hosts. You never
know.
How cool
that would be for me. Seth.
You've done it before, right? You've done Drive Time.
Yes. A long time in Dallas. We did afternoon and evening Drive Time here.
I
love radio. This is the best medium for information, especially for conservative information there is.
Add him to the list. Right at the top, Grant Stinchfield. Stinchfield, 1776. I wish you were in Virginia this weekend, Grant. To all my friends, I have to remind you, the former president of the NRA, my buddy Alan Kors, who has the biggest private collection of tanks in the world, I think, 75 tanks, is having his open day this weekend, the 2019 Tank Farm Open House. You can ride tanks. You can hang out with reenactors. You can climb on top of them. He has everything. East German, British, the oldest American tank from World War I. It is stunning. Go right now to nmaw.org. nmaw.org. Register. It is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, Noakesville, Virginia, the annual Tank Farm Open House. Thank you, Grant. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Look, let me do you a favor. I know it's not necessarily the years. It's the mileage. You've got those creaky knees. Maybe that shoulder hurts. You can take painkillers. I hate taking pharmaceuticals. If I'm really sick, if the doctor says you have to, I'll do it. Or you can put these gloopy ointments on that may or may not work. Try the third way, which is the one I have chosen because it works and it's natural. It has zero side effects. It's called Relief Factor. Natural ingredients that attack inflammation at source. In my case, a lower back pain issue that after 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor disappeared. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Relief Factor customers right now who are being liberated from daily aches and pains. How great is that? And the way you find out is super simple. You go to relieffactor.com and you order the three-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. That's like a dollar a day. It's like a, you know, you can't even get a cup of coffee for a dollar. So you try it and you see if it works, and then you can be the next success story. See the testimonials. Hear the endorsements from people like Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Hugh Hewitt. Go to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. But now my friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the Body Pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, it's only $29.99. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and you'll get $10 off with your promo code GORKA and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com for deep discounts, enter promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Here at America First, we love democracy. I know we're a republic, okay, guys? I know. We're a representative republic, and we believe in hearing the voices of the citizen politicians and candidates. That's why I'm making time before the November election in Virginia to hear from some of these candidates, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Skrileka Pale with us in studio, who's running for the Sully District Supervisor position. Why are you running? To get involved in politics, you've got to be a madman or a madwoman. Why are you doing this, my friend?
So, Sebastian, as
you got to get close to the mic. You're not talking. That's it. Good.
Sebastian, as you know, our Fairfax County and Sully District in particular, we really need fiscal discipline. Fiscal discipline is something that, right. There you go.
Right.
And if you have traveled around in Fairfax County or Sully District area, you know that our traffic congestion is a nightmare at this point. And not only that.
One of the richest counties with some of the worst management. I mean, and they spend money, our money, like drunken sailors.
Absolutely. And the tolls are ridiculous. Yes. We end up spending $35 to $45 each way, believe it or not. And there is an academic achievement gap in schools, too. So it's like, what more reasons can I have to not run for office? And I'm very passionate about these causes.
Well, listen, let me just tell our listeners, especially those who are in Fairfax County, a little bit about you. You're a mother, wife, community leader, healthcare executive. You've got a doctorate in physical therapy from Boston U. Born and raised. Are you an immigrant? A legal immigrant like me?
Actually, legal immigrant.
Is that the best kind? The only kind that we like? Girl Scout troop leader and also vice president of the Chantilly High School PTA. I love what you've got here. You said you're running for Sully District Supervisor to cut our taxes and defend our quality of life. One of the things that really jumped out, I was looking at the, you know, the things you've prepared. You have a website. It's palaeforsully.com. P-A-L-L-E. F-O-R for Sully, S-U-L-L-Y.com. If you're in Fairfax District, check this good lady out. One of the things that really jumped out at me, because we've been talking about the awful murders, the rapes in Maryland, it says here on your information for the press, currently our county jail refuses to heed ICE detainers for criminal aliens. I will fight to reverse that reckless policy.
That's brave. That is a very brave statement. And the way I look at it is when these criminal aliens are out, they're only targeting another immigrant community.
Yes.
And immigrant communities are victims. So if anybody thinks that they're coming out and kind of focused on mainstream, they're not. They're actually targeting immigrants. And I want to make sure I protect the legal immigrants as well. I'm protective of all the citizens, and I'm very protective of legal immigrants as well. So I think it's extremely important that we support the policy that was existing and bring back the policy.
This is what is so galling by the quote-unquote mainstream press coverage of illegal immigration. The people they hurt the most are not you and me. The people they hurt the most are recent immigrants. You've been here, what, 20 years?
For about 20 years, yes.
The people who've just arrived, who did it all properly, waited in line, did the paperwork, who are just beginning to establish themselves in America, and the illegal immigrants that come in hurt them the most. If you're compassionate, we should solve this problem. You're also very passionate about education and the state of education in Fairfax County. Talk to us a little about what the problems are and how you'd help fix them.
So one of the things I'm very, very concerned is the achievement gap between all the kids. Asian American kids seems to be doing well because of their involvement in enrichment activities and pouring out of those money. But I'm also worried about the Hispanic kids. I'm also worried about the African American kids. I feel that every kid should have an equal opportunity education. That is precisely why academic rigor should be followed through in the classes curriculum, so all the kids will benefit from it, just regardless of the race or their skin color. I'm just very passionate that every child should have equal amount of academic rigor in order for them to be successful.
If you're successful, if you're elected to be a district supervisor in Sully District, what are you going to start? What's day one going to be about? What are you most interested in fixing?
Fiscal discipline, yeah. And bring in crazy traffic under control. And I'm also very passionate about the tolls. And one thing that I continue to wonder is if high-density development is so good for Fairfax County, which I believe it is actually good, as long as the policies synchronize with infrastructure.
As long as it's
supported.
Exactly, sir.
So I think if I'm getting into the office, the first thing that I'm going to work is on traffic congestion and tolls. I think we really need to get in control. We really want to make sure Sully District residents are not pouring out their money for something that they shouldn't be. They should be keeping their money themselves and lowering the taxes. We can't continue to cough up our money day in and day out, year after year like this.
It's very clear you're passionate. You've got good ideas. You are very active in the community. Is your family ready for this?
I think they are. My husband, Srinath, is very supportive, and my kids have been adorable. So my kids' friends have been very supportive as well. So the community is coming together, I must say. Yeah.
Good. Well, look, we wish you every luck. Any last message for the residents of Fairfax County here? We have a national show. It's all over the country, but we have big listenership in this area. What is your message to people listening in Virginia right now before the November election?
So if you feel that you're not happy with how the county government is spending money, and if you feel that county government is not working for us like the way they should be working, let us all come together and kind of know what we need to do. Vote on November 5th and ensure that the Republicans and conservatives that are out there to lower your taxes and have a free business spirit, come on to the board and let us all do magic here.
It's a very Trumpian message. No more business as usual. Let's come together. Let's do good. I learned something from the president. He wants every American who's legally here to be safe and to prosper, irrespective of what party they have an affiliation with. Let's come together and fix these problems, because in Fairfax County, we have some problems. She is Dr. Srileka Pale. You can support her. Check out the information about this brave lady at paleforsully.com. That's paleforsully.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I want to remind everybody that my good friend Mike Lindell has given you, our listeners, the best discount ever on his products, the biggest one he's offered on radio or on TV, but you've got to use my name, Seb Gorka. Use G-O-R-K-A when you go to MyPillow.com. Also, we have a new sponsor. Very excited and very apt for Friday. It is, of course, the We the People Holsters Company. We take the Second Amendment seriously, but carrying a gun has to be done properly. This is a company that has custom-made right here in the United States holster rigs that are updated monthly in-house. They don't use third-party molds. Their unique and intuitive clip allows you to easily adjust both the cant and the ride of your holster so it'll fit comfortably and your weapon will be secured. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/GORKA to get yours today. Every holster ships free. And if you enter, additionally, the offer code GORKA, you get another $10 off. So you start at $37, you get your 10 bucks off. I've never seen custom holsters for $27. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction is guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/GORKA, and then offer code for the extra $10 off. Use my name again for that double whammy. That is G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be going back to your calls. We're going to squeeze in at least one more call because you are the most important part of the show. The number is 833-334-6752.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I know it's weird for a guy who worked in the White House with President Trump, but I'm still so impressed when people decide to take the leap of faith and get involved in politics. I'm so impressed with that lady. I've just got her little flyer here with a little photograph in the green room. What a great motto. She says, a better Fairfax is possible. We don't need higher taxes. We just need higher standards. That's pretty Trumpian. I like it. Oh, and if you want higher standards, if you want exclusive content, don't forget, launch this week, my special membership site. You go to Gorka's Cabinet. How do you become a member? You go to sebgorka.com, the show site, right? Seb, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. You go to the Gorka Cabinet link, and you can be recruited into my cabinet. It's $7.50 a month, or if you go for the big one for the whole year, $59.99. You get exclusive content, the show without commercials as a podcast, exclusive interviews, my takes every week, and also all kinds of special offers. Go to sebgorka.com and then the Gorka's Cabinet link to become a member of my cabinet. We've got to get one more call in. It's a friend of ours, Kim, who rang us a few weeks ago. Kim, welcome back to America First.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And I got my book that was signed by you, and it is like my new favorite thing. Oh, my God. It's my pride.
Do you carry it around everywhere? Everywhere you go, you have my book with you?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Come on. Try harder. Try harder. So what? Tell me why. What's going on in your life? How's it been since
told me to call you back.
Yes, I did.
I'm a female African-American Trump supporter in L.A., right?
Yes, I remember.
You wanted to know how that happened because I was so into Obama.
Right, yes. So what would tell us, we've got 2 minutes left. What made you go from...
I'm going to tell you right now.
How did you go from Obama supporter to Trump supporter?
Yes, honey, and let me tell you. So I'm a black female, lifelong liberal from L.A., like generations, never met a protest I didn't love here. And I spent 10 years living in Texas, and I think it changed me a little. But in 2008, I hosted the first ever caucus in my small town in support of Obama. And then in 2012, by that
time,
we've
got literally 30 seconds left, my friend. How did it happen?
Oh, my God.
How did it happen?
All I have to say, don't do this to me. I'm going to call you back next Friday. But
don't tease us. Bottom line.
Listen, bottom line is that I knew that after working for Obama and his campaigns for 2008 and 2012, I knew something wasn't wrong.
Kim,
and then when Trump
you know what the answer is? You know what the answer is? The answer is what the president told all of us.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
This is not fake news. This is not CNN.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.